If it had gotten really cold, you'd say. Last night it's so cold that the pipes had done what?
Well, pipe busted. That's the only thing I can see. It erupted.
Okay.
The same thing. It means the same thing.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
negotiate a loan.
Or, what's another way of saying that? If you needed $5, you could go over to a neighbor and ask to
borrow it.
And you'd say, back in the 30s, money was
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little extra, give you a little present, and they call that, like, they give you a piece of candy or something. Did you ever hear them doing something like that?
I don't know this. I don't know this, what you would call it.
Did you ever hear it called lagniappe?
No.
What about pilon? And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Cold.
And you'd say she walk up to the altar and she what down? If she was down on her knees, you'd say she walk up there and she
prayed.
Okay. Or if she got down on her knees, you'd say she
got on her knees, prayed.
Okay. Well, talking about kneeling, you'd say
kneeling is would be used, that means that they were kneeling, in
uh-huh.
other words. It you kneel or kneeling, you see, when you get on your knees, you kneel.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're already on their knees, you say they're kneeling.
Okay. And if she did that, you'd say she walked up there and she
kneeled.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
take a little nap.
Okay, or what down? If you stretch out,
I'd lay down.
Huh?
I'd lay down.
Okay. Say someone was really sick, you'd say, he couldn't even sit up. All morning he just, what, bed? He just...
No.
Well, if he was so sick that he was just flat on his back, you'd say, all morning he just... Would you say lay to bed or lay in bed or how would you say that?
Well, you stayed in bed on account he was too sick.
And you bring your foot down heavy on the floor and you
stomp.
Say...
Stomp.
Huh?
Stomp.
And if a friend of yours needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you'd say, well,
I'll be glad to take you.
Do you ever say carry you?
I don't know. I would say take you.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Now you got what it...
To get it to come towards you, take hold of it and...
Pull it.
Okay, and the other way is...
Push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked it up and...
Put it in my car?
Or if you didn't have your car, say I had to...
I'd have an arm load and carry it.
Okay. Anything else to say besides carry?
Well, some people would say tote.
What does tote mean?
That means the same thing as carry. That comes from your part of the country, that tote business. That's like the poke.
Uh-huh.
Poke's a sack. We call it a sack, they call it poke.